Gavin Cullen, often I would start these interviews by saying you're on the road again, but nice to get a home draw. It certainly does count. Askeaton Kilcornan AFC, I had to look it up, and they're probably the newest team in the competition because they're an amalgamation of two clubs. Probably most people up here don't know too much about them. Have you been doing a little bit of homework?
No, well, look, I had them watched at the weekend. That's about it. Don't really know a lot about them. Don't really know a lot about the league that they're in. But look, Limerick's a hotbed for football, so I would expect most of the teams and leagues down there to be quite decent. So, look, we'll be treating it like any other game in a cup competition. We'll be treating it and treating them with utmost respect. But at the same time, we'll be going in with it confident that, you know, we can get a result.
Yeah, on paper it would appear, you know, you could have got a tougher draw, but at the end of the day, sometimes the unknown quantities, one thing you can't do is underestimate them, and as you say, you'll give them full respect.
Oh, absolutely not. Look, I think you can fall into that trap very easily, you know, with lots of games and lots of opposition, but you know, the minute you do that, you know, there's always cup upsets, there's always games where... We see it all the time in the FA Cup in England and the FA Cup in Ireland. Like it's there's always one, you know, that can create the upset. So, look, we can do is prepare properly, treat them with the utmost respect, and be ready for them, you know, and hopefully come out in the right end of the result.
Sometimes after Christmas, between holidays and weather disruptions, it can be a bit of an awkward time to play in the Junior Cup. But at least you're going into it, you know, the league form. Everything is going pretty much according to plan, and certainly no signs of slipping up in the league.
We're back. We were away to Kilmarnock last weekend, and we were home to Carnduna the weekend. And both games, look, both teams put it up to us, and they were tough games. There were good battles, and look, two good results for us, a 2-0 and a 1-0. So obviously positive to keep the clean sheets. But we haven't hit the ground running after Christmas, but... You know, the signs are there that the improvement, the boys are working and training hard and stuff like that, and they're looking forward to the game this weekend. So, look, all we can do is win our matches and beat what's in front of us, and at the minute, that's what we're doing, thankfully.
And for some of the elder statesmen, shall we say, in your squad, Gavin, just, you know, how much would it mean to them if they could go on a really good run or maybe all the way in the FAI Intermediate Cup? How important is it to keep going in this competition?
It's vital. Like you said, at just all the start of the season, whatever competitions you're in, you want to go far into them, and usually we do, in most seasons, and this season is looking like no different. But like as I say, we never look too far. Obviously, with the FA Intermediate Cup last year and how successful it was and how much the players enjoyed it, we would love nothing more as a group and as players to do the same in the Junior Cup. And look, it's going to be difficult. We've already played 4 or 5 rounds and we're only in the last 32, so there's a lot of football between now and the, you know, the latter stages of the competition.
And the game itself, you've obviously had negotiations with the Limerick club about the day and the kickoff time.
Yeah, so we facilitated them. They came to us and asked us about could we go Saturday, and we'd no issue with it at all. So we know ourselves the amount of effort and commitment and money and to travel around the country for games. So look, we'll do what we can to facilitate them and hope make their stay enjoyable, apart from the 90 minutes, hopefully.
Now the weather, and you know, that could be a little bit of a leveler on the day, and you know, sometimes if the forecast isn't great, you know, a little mistake here and there, and suddenly who knows?
Oh, absolutely! Look, it's cup football, it's cup games. We've all been the end of it in a positive and negative way. So, like, you just never know. Like, we will have to be at ourselves. We will have to be right, and we'll have to do our job, and our job on Saturday is to get in the next round of the cup by hook or by crook, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah, so is it a welcome distraction from the bread and butter of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division?
Oh, absolutely. I think every time you play in the national competitions, they're a distraction. There'll always be a wee bit more talk about it, you know, in the week building up to the games, and a wee bit more interest created, and especially with the media and like yourselves and stuff. So I think that always helps, and it always helps with the players as well, and getting them focused and getting the crowds out to the games as well. So look, it definitely creates a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, and two teams from the Inishowen League in the last 32, which, you know, reflects just how strong the league is, and the hope will be that there'll be a two in the last 16.
Oh, absolutely! Like, I think it is a decent standard. I think the games we've had this year have all been fairly difficult, you know, in different ways. And I think obviously adding Letterkenny Rovers into that as well, they're in the last 32, and it'll be great for Donegal football to get the three clubs to get through in the last 16 and beyond. So, look, fingers crossed for all three teams of the weekend that we all go and do the business and show how the standard of football is in the North West, which I think we all realise it's decent, to be honest.
And finally, Gavin, do you expect to be pretty much near full strength?
possibly. Lee McColgan suspended, and he's injured as well, so he's out at the weekend, and Jay Bradley's got a kind of hamstring injury, so he'll be assessed during the week. Other than that, I think we have a full squad too.
And of course, one of your big strengths is the guys on the bench. You've plenty of experience there, and a couple of really good young fellas too.
We do. We've got good experience in the likes of Ashley McCallum, Peter Doherty, Jarvan Freel, and James Bradley, the guys, you know, Harry Doherty, and that's, and we've really, really good young players there at the minute. Ron Brennan was like, come on, made his debut at the weekend, looked really good. Obviously, Jay Bradley, Jamie McKinney, you know, Adam McLaughlin. The rest is on. Our squad depth is always good. It's always strong, and it makes my job difficult to pick a team, but it also makes it easier because we know who comes off the bench and stuff can make a difference as well. So it's hugely important.